He is the richest man you've never heard of, Amancio Ortega, founder of the Spanish clothing chain Zara. On the Forbes billionaires list, he's pushed Warren Buffett out of his old spot at number 3. Ortega is a recluse, rumored to be a simple dresser, but his fashion empire has come to define an idea we're examining this week, fast fashion. Lauren Freyer traveled to northern Spain to tell his rags-to-riches story.
Amancio Ortega built the world's biggest fashion company in this rainy, impoverished corner of northwest Spain, Galicia, where the 76-year-old has lived since he was a kid. The son of a railway worker, Ortega went to work in a local shirtmaker's shop at age 14 to help feed his family. Jose Martinez was Ortega's first colleague. He's 77 now and still works at that same shop called Gala.
He may be the third richest man in the world, but for me, he's just a good guy. He came to work in my father's shop in 1951, so we became friends, Amancio and I.
More than 60 years later, this shop still sews shirts upstairs from where they're sold. That's a model Ortega took with him when he opened his first Zara store 2 blocks from here in 1975. As the company grew, he kept production close to home in Spain and Portugal at a time when other chains were moving factories to Asia for cheap labor. Sooty smokestacks dot the green Galician hills around Zara's headquarters. Inside, machines sort garments for dispatch to stores. Every single Zara garment passes through Spain, and more than half of production is done locally. That allows Zara to be quick, 15 days from design to retail rack, compared to the old industry standard of 6 months.
They look at whatever is new. They see what the celebrities and so on are wearing, and put it in their windows very fast.
José Luis Nueno studied Zara at the Harvard Business School and now teaches in Spain. He says the key to fast fashion and to Zara's success is owning the whole supply chain from factory to retail and dealing in small batches that sell quickly.
If I change the merchandise very frequently, then I give you an excuse to come to the store more frequently. I ask always to my students, how many times a year do you go to Zara? And I get cases that are absolutely pathologic, people that go there once or twice per week, so 100 times a year.
And Zara does that with zero advertising. Instead, it's invested in flagship stores in historic buildings, a converted convent, an Art Deco cinema, and a $324 million store on New York's Fifth Avenue. This year, it will open 500 new stores. Like Ortega, his company Inditex, which manages Zara and 7 other brands, is notoriously secretive. It took me nearly 2 months to get clearance to visit their office, and Ortega declined my request for an interview. Jesus Echevarria is the Inditex spokesman.
Well, our philosophy is that the customer is the one to describe if we do good or bad things. It is not ourselves to explain how good or how bad we are.
At Zara's flagship store in Madrid, customers are doing just that.
I like it because it's not so expensive.
Yeah, I like that Zara because the quality of the clothes, they are quite good. The only problem is like they don't have like a size clothes properly for a big size woman.
But Zara is famous for adapting. Sales clerks report back to headquarters daily on what customers are saying. For example, if they're asking for that red sweater in blue. I asked the company spokesman, Echevarria, what would happen
if I went out on Facebook and to all my friends and all my neighbors and everyone I know, and I said, everyone go to Zara tomorrow and ask for that blue jacket in green. Do you think that would go back to...
I'm positive that would turn into green.
Back in Zara's hometown, the elderly shirtmaker Jose Martinez says he has no regrets about staying put and not joining his friend at Zara when that company took off.
No me interesaba.
It never appealed to me to leave and start a bigger business. This is my shop, and everything I love is right here. I've made it.
He says Amancio Ortega drops by with a bottle of wine each Christmas. Ortega's now worth more than $56 billion, and Inditex has about 6,000 stores in 85 countries and counting. Another one is likely to open today. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
And tomorrow on the program, 2 radically different approaches to fast fashion from Forever 21 and American Apparel.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.